Welcome, Indiana, statewide and worldwide, to the latest edition of the Crossroad Resonances radio program for the weekend of July 4th, 2009. Before we get started, just want to wish you all a safe and happy July 4th weekend, and I'm glad I can do my little part here in encouraging freedom and independence in the realms of indie music, arts, and entertainment. My name is Mike Dyer, but you can call me Mad. And I'll be your host this week as we explore some of the most talented and unique bands from around the state. Starting the program off today was the terrific soul electronica group called The Synthesis with their song entitled Let's Go, which just seemed a fitting anthem to get this episode going today. And you can find them as well as more of their music now available on iTunes on their MySpace page, myspace.com/thesynthesis. Now, I'm not really a promoter of MySpace, owned by the multi-billion dollar oppressor of free speech, Mr. Rupert Murdoch, but all of the bands played on today's show can probably most easily be found through their MySpace pages, and if you want to find us here at Crossroad Resonances, you can check us out through myspace.com/crossroadresonances, and there you'll find a link to our official website, of which we're working on getting the domain name secured in the coming weeks. Now again, this isn't a talk show, but a podcast dedicated to some of the best in local music, but it would be impossible for me not to make mention of what was undoubtedly the biggest story of the past week, and that was the tragic passing of iconic music legend, the king of pop and indie native, Michael Jackson. Now say what you will about Jackson, I personally find it very unfortunate that he became the butt of so many jokes over the past decade and a half of his career, but there's not many artists who accomplished the sheer magnitude of what Jackson was able to accomplish in his career. And coming from Gary, Indiana, makes it all the more special for our state because, face it, there's not a lot of talent that comes out of this state that managed to accomplish what Jackson was able to accomplish throughout his career. Now, sure, there's Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses and Tom Petty and John Mellencamp and Shannon Hoon of Blind Melon and a few others, but Michael Jackson was just an institution all his own, wasn't he? Throughout the 80s, and especially the early 80s, there just was nothing bigger or more influential than Jackson. And it is in his memory, the memory of his talent and musical legacy, that I humbly dedicate today's episode. Now, of course, there are those out there that say that perhaps Jackson didn't really die. They have some convincing evidence, perhaps, that he might have faked his death to escape hundreds of millions of dollars in debt and an upcoming 50-concert tour of London that he wasn't mentally or emotionally prepared for. But alas, we might never know. Did Michael Jackson fake his death? Okay, then enough chatter out of me. Just wanted to mention that, and I feel a little bad because on last week's episode, which was the very first episode of Crossroad Resonances, by the way, which you can still check out and download, I played a track from the great band from Bloomington, the Bloomington area, by the name of Civilian, but unbeknownst to me, I accidentally cut their song off before it was finished. So to make it up for this week, I'm going to play two back-to-back tracks from this awesome local group, Civilian, from their latest CD release entitled Saints and Sinners. And here is Civilian with their songs The Revenge Is Going to Suck and Seeing Red. And these guys will be performing at Lizards in downtown Indy on July 24th, so you'll definitely want to mark that date on your calendar and check out Civilian at Lizards on July 24th. And this will be followed by two original tracks from my own one-man band, the Conscious Sleep Project, or CSP, with a couple of new songs entitled Conspiraporn and Cursed. So here's back-to-back Civilian and Conscious Sleep Project on this special July 4th edition of the Crossroad Resonances podcast. Enjoy, and we'll see you again after the music.
And I knew I was alone. mercy, I sure could use some mercy for me. So sky, come save my soul tonight. Into me all your grace. Take me home, guide me by light. Let me know I'm with you. And I don't know what to think, but this is not my destiny. And then I saw such a light, it was a beautiful sign. Looked like it's trying to contemplate me. Give me some mercy. So sky, come save my soul tonight. And save me all your grace. Take me home, guide me by light. Let me know I'm with you. You are witnessing the condition of an innocent man. Said you're going to my head. And you came running around, said you're going to my head.
Come on. broadcasting live from downtown. This is Darren. I'm joined here by the Jeremy Vogt Band.
It's all that bourbon.
I'm not.
Smooths out the wrinkles.
Anyone that opens Clancy's with Little Pink Houses had balls. That's about what we said.
That's where we had that one guy came up to us, and we played for about an hour, and he's like, hey, you guys know any songs?
Do you guys know anything?
Yeah, and I said, yeah, we know all the songs we played already. He goes, no, I mean any good song.
To play all original music, especially in this town, it's a pretty monumental task, especially if you've been a somewhat popular cover band.
I got a pretty good record. I got the Fostex X18.
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. You can do two tracks simultaneously.
that is stellar.
There's like one kid in Malaysia that just had an orgasm. Yeah. The Fostex.
Because you can switch the tracks. You know, I mean, you can like totally. You know, it's like a little switch, you know.
I got a Kermit's finger demo on one of those that'll blow your mind.
I might also add, we're recording outside the Rathskeller this evening, so you're hearing helicopters take off.
We're in the LZ somewhere, I don't know.
This is a militarized zone of downtown Indianapolis. There's a prison right next door, and I keep hearing police helicopters take off. Yeah.
A funny story about it, because I knew Christian at work, and we just both, you know, like, hey, you playing a band? Yeah, me too, whatever. So he comes to me, he's like, hey, we need a drummer. You want to listen to this? Tell me what you think. He's like, yeah. So I go home and listen to it, and I'm like, man, these drum parts are freaking killer. This is awesome.
Who is
it? And they want me to play this band? I'm like, what the hell? I come back, and I was like, yeah, man, I'd love to, but who plays drums on that? I was like, God, it's Kenny Aronoff. Well, there you go. Guys want to go where the girls are. If the girls want to go see bands, and that's where everybody's going to go to. And it's, you know, people in this town.
That's the freaking hottest
band in the world. Okay, edit this, because those guys are a bunch of snipers. Edit that out. Edit that out, because I think the lead singer could probably kick my ass.
All right, for those of you on www.indieinfo.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and you are listening to an indie group by the name of Mystikos Quintet. And that's Mystikos, M-Y-S-T-I-K-O-S. And you can find them again at myspace.com/Mystikos Quintet. Thank them very much for sending me a few songs in the past few weeks. Now, what I'd like Crossroad Residences to be able to provide in the coming weeks and months is a new place outside of MySpace for great local artists to get some exposure and recognition. But this is a work in progress, so I encourage you bands and artists out there to start your own websites, because for as many benefits as MySpace has, there are also some downfalls to it. And it would be great to see more local artists and musicians pry themselves away from the MySpace machine and make their music available at as many places as humanly possible. And that only makes sense. Just make your music available everywhere you can. But to promote the Crossroad Residences MySpace just one more time, hope you'll go over there and take a look at my blog, as there's a brand new interview I recently conducted with an excellent indie photographer named Mark Orr. So you can check that out, and it's one way for me to express that the new website will not only be dedicated to local music, but just local arts and entertainment in general, as well as the more historic elements of our state, including folklore and urban legends and all kinds of interesting trivia and information about this peculiar state of ours. Now here's the time where I'd like to update you on a couple of shows you should check out in the coming month. July 22nd at the Ugly Monkey, you've got Hootie Who, Goliathan, Narcosis, and People vs. Radio, as well as others, who will be rocking the joint that evening, and more than likely I'll be in attendance that evening as well for that event. So check it out if you get a chance. That's Wednesday, July 22nd at the Ugly Monkey in downtown Indy for a night of fun and craziness. And then there's two big events coming up, sponsored right here by us, your very own friendly neighborhood Crossroad Residences. And these events will be Friday, September 11th at the Emerson Theater, and Saturday, September 12th at Zany's 2. And since there's still a few months left before these big September shows, I won't go into too many details just yet, but needless to say, on Friday, September 11th at the Emerson Theater, you're going to be getting a dose of Quarantined, Pray for All, Gash Hound, Mercy Kill, DJ Kool-Aid, and The Synthesis, of whom we open today's episode up with. And the event on Saturday, September 12th will be at Zany's 2, and this will be an all-day concert from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. with a cookout and free food in the parking lot, vendor booths, and all kinds of insanity benefiting the Salvation Army Toy Drive. The bands performing on September 12th, Saturday, September 12th, will be none other than Civilian, who we just played a few moments ago, State Secret, Mercury, King Street Conspiracy, Vestiges of Ecstasy, The Shady Side All-Stars, and so much more. September 12th at Zany's 2. It's an all-day event benefiting the Salvation Army Toy Drive, and I'll be giving many more details as these shows get nearer, but hope that you'll mark your calendar for these 2 days in September. Well, it's that time again for me to shut the hell up and lead you back into some music to close the broadcast up with today. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and thanks to all the great local musicians appearing on today's episode. Thanks to Darren from Indie in Tune for his advice and suggestions. And if you're in a band, like to get some airplay on these new Crossroad Residences podcasts, please get in touch with me through the MySpace page, or you can reach me through my email address, mad247@weirdness.com. Once again, that's mad, M-A-D, 247, the numbers 247, at weirdness.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to keep these shows weekly if possible. The only way I can do that is for you local bands, artists, and musicians out there to just bombard me with music to play on these broadcasts. So please, keep sending in the music, and I'll do my best to help promote it, and any other concerts or events that you've got coming up in the area, I'd love to help you get the word out about those. Now, closing up the show today are Quarantined, who will be performing at the September 11th show at the Emerson, brought to you by Crossroad Residences, with their song entitled Scream. Now, keep in mind, these guys, the band Quarantine, they're all only about 16 years old, and considered the talent that Indy's got in this new generation of musicians who are basically just rising up now and getting started with their bands and their music, and we need to support and encourage this kind of talent, such as the band Quarantined, who are coming up with their song Scream in just a moment. And this will be followed by the great band Phoenix on the Fault Line with their song entitled Freak. And you can find Phoenix on the Fault Line through their official website, POTFL.com, for more music and downloads from Phoenix on the Fault Line. And ending the program today, for the final song, we've got another awesome band who will be performing on September 12th at Zany's 2 for the Salvation Army Toy Drive charity event. And the band's name is Shatter Their Illusion, with their rockin' and shreddin' song entitled Risen. So we've got three songs coming straight to your eardrums in the closing up the program today. We got Quarantined, Phoenix on the Fault Line, and Shatter Their Illusion. Once again, thank you all very much for listening today. Get a hold of me if you want to have some music played on these podcasts from your band. And we'll see you on the next edition. And remember to support local arts and entertainment any way you know how. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. And we'll be back here sometime next week. This is Mad signing off. Enjoy the music.
every morning of a Saturday in America. Some new robot games, they try to enslave them all to life.